We don't have to do things in numerical order.
I mean, we can talk about pretty much anything.
Well, we just need some guideline and not to go 3 hours.
Well, it won't go 3 hours.
It could go 3 hours.
Just gotta watch the time.
You watch the time.
I usually do.
Sure you do.
Shoot your face.
Shoot your face. You realize you only have yourself to blame. Are you done? You get annoyed at me.
Welcome to Hey You,
where we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of coffee and not killing your husband.
I don't know what she's whining about. I am her wonderful husband, Keith, as always. I don't know what her problem is.
The very tolerant wife.
Tolerant, yeah, right. Tanya. Tolerant.
Psst. You're alive, aren't you? You're breathing, aren't you?
I am live right now, recording this. That's right. Deep breaths, they help you relax. You need all that air in your lungs. Oh, boy. If looks could kill, I'd have been dead years ago. But, you know, that one was a good one, too. The joys of marriage. Hey, you could have said no, but you didn't.
Because you know.
Still allow me to live every day, which means you are either... You're either tolerant of all of the pain or you're a glutton for it. You want more of it.
Tolerant.
Something.
Definitely
right.
Tolerant.
I don't know. I mean, whatever. Oh, my God. So.
That and murdering somebody, it's just, there's way too much work involved.
We are back after our 1 month hiatus, vacation. I don't know what you want to call
it. It's not a vacation. There was no vacationing to be had.
Well, for sure, there's a vacation in there.
That's somewhere. Why there's like. Zero original floors in our house, and there's one room with very pretty floors.
This is true. If you've seen it, we've been posting some pictures. We can post more pictures.
It looks pretty.
So it's been a lot of work.
A lot of work. It's because we don't have the money to pay people to do the work for us. Otherwise, we would.
We could have. Just then we would have had to live like hobos for another month or two.
You know.
I didn't like that. I wasn't a fan.
We can do it. We did good.
Yes. Our lifestyle has become such that we like to go out to eat, as most of these people know. Mm-hmm. We like to go for our breakfast
Otherwise
and get
we'd
our coffee.
Nothing to talk about.
And exactly. And go things. But if suddenly for that month we're like, well, we'll only go out on Saturday. And then that way we can save money to buy the flooring and blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it did work out. We were figuring between 2,000 to 3,000 for flooring, just the flooring alone. And then that was Black Friday?
It was like, I figured I'd give it a check, I'd give it a shot because all the other stores and stuff, you know, they're all doing Black Friday sales. I'm like, well, maybe the flooring people aren't it. So I started diving into that. I've probably spent 40, I don't know, insane amount of time. Researching.
I would think if it was a full-time job, it was at least 40 hours.
I was going to say 40, but I did it literally into just install our options, thickness, colors, brands, where we can buy the brands, getting samples, trying things out, visiting places. It was a lot. It was a lot. But it's also once we're done, we're done. So we wanted to be absolute sure going forward. And with the first room done, I'm pretty happy with it.
It's slightly darker than I was expecting we would go.
I
like the color.
It is.
It does look wonderful.
It does.
It's a little bit of a pain in the ass because now trying to sit still.
Because we're used to ultra plush carpeting in here where it's hard to move your chair. Now... because nothing is level in our house, we're kind of rolling all over the place. So we'll get that.
Can't really do anything about what the Holmes, what was his name?
Something Holmes. Mike Holmes.
Mike Holmes, yes.
Canadian contractor guy. He's really good at explaining why things work and how things work, but making sure to do things the right way.
Yes.
That they're quality.
One of the last episodes I remember, I think you watched, I watched, however it was, he said that you're not going to get things like Square or whatever it was. He goes, you can get them true.
Yeah, you can't get it. You may not be able to get it level, but you can try to get it true, as in instead of, you know, wavy floors, at least just one smooth
surface. And a lot of our floors are pretty flat. They just tend to want to lean in a direction.
It's a bowl.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more of an angle along the outside walls, and then it leans towards the center. But they also used like giant freaking barn beams when they built this house. So unless we literally want to strip the house down to the bare skeleton, there's no fixing this.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
So we got to work with what we have.
We'll make it work. Yeah. It's going to look wonderful when it's all said and done. I don't know when it's going to be all said and done. I'm hoping my party next year it'll be.
I think that's very doable. That is absolutely doable. Especially winter, we're not doing as much. You're indoors.
This room took us, what, 4 hours?
Once we actually really got going, it was a little bit of putzing to figure out how to start. But once we did, we got a good system. It cranked out quickly afterwards. The next room is going to go faster.
Yes. The front critter room.
Yes.
I got the subfloor done yesterday. That was actually a lot easier than I was expecting. I still got to do the closet yet. That's a pretty actually flat floor.
That one is. That one's probably one of the best.
There's not a whole lot of slope to it.
There's a little bit right again by the outside, but no waviness. You're right.
No waviness. It's pretty flat. So I would like to try. I still got to get the closet done. Yeah. I would like to try to get the closet done today after the Packer game. I think
that's doable. You only got a couple pieces.
Yeah, a little bit. Exactly.
Then we can park in the garage again.
I could possibly. I know Gretchen's been. Oh, look, that's great. If you need help, I'm off all week. Come on. It's just like, okay, we got Christmas Eve today. Oh, Merry Christmas, by the way, everybody who's listening. Christmas Eve today, so we go to your grandma's. Well, take that back.
We're going to my uncle's quote unquote cottage. It's another house.
It's a second
bigger,
house.
I think the house is bigger than our house.
Yes, it is. And it's next door to your grandparents.
It's fine.
So we're going there this year for Christmas.
Christmas Eve. Yep.
Christmas Eve.
We'll stop by my dad's maybe before
then. Before it. Usually we would go by Sarah's family afterwards, but apparently they already did theirs. So it's the only one we have then.
This is the fewest Christmases.
Yes. We usually do my dad's on Christmas Day, but he's been sick with the flu for the last week and a half.
That's a long time to be sick with the flu.
That's why he's supposed to go Tuesday, I think he said.
To the doctor. Good.
Yeah, he's got an appointment scheduled already because he's like, it just doesn't want to go away.
Yeah, that's a concern. But,
I mean, being 72.
Yeah,
you know, true. With his health issues already and the heart attack stuff, he's concerned, which I get. So we're not doing dad's for Christmas this year. So then that leaves, we could literally do nothing tomorrow if we wanted to.
We'll probably go to my mom's for
I think we should.
Because usually she does it like the Saturday before or after or Sunday for like the lunch. Then there were some changes this year.
Well, a bit of drama stuff, but who cares?
Actually, it kind of works out better. So we're going to hang out with the same family twice.
Yeah.
But it's a lunch.
Yeah.
It's just fine. Food, hang out, chill.
Chill.
Bring the puppies, maybe.
I think we'll bring the dogs.
So they can play with their puppy cousin. Ollie can play with his puppy cousin.
Yeah, V will stand back and just yell because it's what she does. And maybe we'll take a little walk around their property because it's not like a giant property, but it's still cool.
It is Christmas Eve, and if you're not in Wisconsin right now, it's 50 degrees.
It's raining outside. It's raining. Very lightly.
Usually it's like snow, cold, anywhere from 10 below to maybe 30. Like a warm winter day is like 30, 32.
Was that yesterday when we were leaving sushi that you made the comment about it feels, you said it somewhere, like it feels like spring.
Oh, we were leaving coffee.
Yes.
I'm hearing the birds chirping.
Yes, that's right.
And the temperature was like 40 degrees. I'm like, what the hell? It's so weird.
Global warming's not real. Fuck if it ain't. this shit is weird.
It is weird. I do recall having a couple of like no snow, like our third grade. We didn't have snow on Christmas. We had a couple of like slight, but we're having a lot more warmer winters more recently than we ever did growing up. And I'm trying to not be like the old people and be like, wow, when I was your age.
Back in my day, we had to walk uphill both ways in the snow, no shoes to school. And
the snow was as high as the telephone poles.
And we had to dig tunnels like jackrabbits. yeah, it just ages us when we talk like that.
But I don't remember it not needing a winter coat for Christmas.
Right. When was the last time El Nino happened? That was
another weird one. And then there was when you guys were playing football outside for Christmas.
Yeah, and I honestly had talked about it with people at work that if I was going by dad's, I was bringing a football with me. Because I feel like we probably would have ended up outside throwing the football around on Christmas Day. Yeah, I bet you it was 5 years ago. It was before COVID, but it was...
But it fairly do that recent. Right now. Yeah, I know. It's been weird.
Maybe when we're done, we'll go throw the football around.
I'm not... You can throw the football with yourself. Fine.
That'd be awesome. I'm so good. Catch the ball, throw the ball. It's great. Yeah. This is an interesting... It's definitely... I know a lot of people are annoyed because it's not a white Christmas. It's fine. It's still Christmas. It doesn't change the fact.
If you need snow for your holiday, that's sad.
You should just slap yourself.
Well, I mean, what about all the people who live in more temperate areas like Florida? They don't get snow for Christmas. In fact, it would be like an apocalypse if they had snow for Christmas.
They can have it. I'm okay with that. I keep pulling the snowblower out in the middle of the garage to get it ready because it's like, oh, snow's coming, and then it doesn't come, so I haven't touched it yet.
We had a little bit of snow. It stuck a little bit. It was like wet, heavy, and then it was done.
Twice?
Yeah. Maybe mostly like just to clear the stuff so it'd melt right away.
Yeah. It's a very, very weird winter.
It is. It is also something else besides the holiday. What's special about this month?
It's the 12th month of the year.
You just told me. What are we doing now and how long have we been doing it?
It's the 24th day of the 12th month of the year. Day 357. Oh, you mean the fact that literally I think today, 2 years ago, was when we recorded our first episode. And so it's like our 2 year anniversary.
Podiversary.
Podiversary. That kind of sounds like dolphins.
I like dolphins.
I mean, I do too, but that's what it sounds like. It's podiversary. Like, yay.
Podcastery? That doesn't work.
No, that sounds like you're doing magic spell like Harry Potter stuff. Podcastery. Blah, blah. Now you can hear us everywhere. I'm going to start using that term, I think. It's our podcastery. That's what's so good about it. Yes. 2 years ago, I think it just literally showed up on my memories today, is that it was 2 years ago today, something in the works, recording, blah, 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 that we decided that we're
going to give this a shot.
Yeah.
So we've been doing something fairly routine for 2 years.
Yep, there it is. 2 years ago on this day, did some recording today. Thumbs up, some sort of face. Oh, no, fingers crossed, some sort of face. And then hopefully it turns out, stay tuned. Like we did a thing, and we're still doing a thing.
And we're still doing a thing.
I know. Maybe now that we're not so busy, we'll get back into...
Yeah, well, part of the reason we couldn't record, one, we had holiday, we had Thanksgiving.
Yep.
We also needed to rip the flooring out of the room we're currently in, which was carpeting.
Yep.
And we were also making good progress on the other rooms, and we didn't want to ruin that progress.
Right.
And then we had to move all the stuff out because of ripping it. So by the time we could move things back in, we're not going to move it in to then take it out to put the new flooring in. So once we got the new flooring in, shifted things over, now we can finally...
Yeah. Our house looks like a construction zone. It's super annoying, but it's only temporary, so I'm trying to just deal with it.
Yeah. It's not ideal, but we're making it through.
How many boxes of flooring did we get? 30?
30.
30 of them?
Yep.
So there's probably, 27 boxes still under the kitchen table?
Something like that, yeah.
It's a giant pile. The cats love it. It's a giant plaything for them because, ooh, look at climbing. I mean, they're cats. They love cardboard boxes.
Yes.
But there's a ton of cardboard boxes.
Yes. And even extra from ordering like Christmas presents and things. Yeah, so there's been more cardboard boxes showing up.
We've been eating our Sunday breakfasts and coffees in the living room.
Yeah. Usually we're actually, that's like the, for sure, once a week that we actually use our kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
And not so much because there's not room because that's where all the boxes are. We had this idea where we're like, oh, we'll do the one room and then move all the boxes over there. And like, hell if we're moving those boxes again.
The boxes are fucking heavy.
They're heavy.
I could do about.
Just one box is heavy. How much does one box weigh?
Probably 20 pounds, 25.
And then it's long and a slightly floppy.
4 feet long, probably 8 inches wide with the cardboard. it's flexible, so it bounces about 20, 25 pounds, and then there was 30 of them.
And there's 30 of them. Yeah, no, we're not doing that. The boxes are staying under the kitchen table until we actually, by the time we get to that far, there won't be very many boxes left. Then we'll shift those over to finish.
It took me a week to bring them damn things in the house.
You realize we're also going to have to deconstruct the bed again.
Well, yeah, I know we figured that because our plan was to move the bed, test it to see if we like where it's at.
I do.
Leave it or put it back.
I do.
I'm fine with it where it's at.
I like where it's at.
I'm not saying I hate it, but it's no different than where it was before because I'm still sleeping. Except for the light.
We fixed that.
The whiteness of our garage.
When it's sunny, it reflects. You know,
we
noticed this when we built our chicken coop out back in the middle of summer, and we were getting blinded.
We were upset. Not really upset. More annoyed. Disappointed. I don't know what you would call it. Then we moved into this house. Gorgeous ass backyard. Overlooking River. East River. It's wonderful. So great. Not one window on the back of the house.
No. You can't see it.
That's stupid. Why would you not? So.
And they even had a solid door going out to the deck that faces the backyard.
Really crappy old screen door. And we just like, screw it. We need to do something. So do we put window in? No, that's a lot of work. Do we put like a
especially knowing that this is a brick house underneath the siding?
Sliding glass door in? That's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
French doors? That's a lot of work. So we went full glass exterior door, full glass interior door.
It's beautiful.
It is wonderful. It looks so much. You can actually look out the window and see everything. It's gorgeous. Oh, so amazing. Except for when I'm trying to sleep. And now where we put the bed, the sun reflects off the garage. Crazy bright. Right into my face because I lay that way. Yeah, I was super annoyed. So we went and bought one of those cellular blinds.
Because we get that for all the other windows in the house.
Now I can pull it all the way down, cover the window when I'm sleeping.
And it's a little darker than in the room for you.
It is. Sleep. It's so much nicer. Cats love having the bed that way because then they can sit on the back of the bed and look out the window.
As long as the blinds aren't down, yeah.
Yeah, which they usually are because I'm sleeping. Third shift life, y'all. Represent.
But I'm also kind of, because the neighbors, newer neighbors, the landlord did a bunch of upgrades on the place, and they put a, I don't know, bright as a freaking sun floodlight off the back of the house.
Yeah.
And it's super, super bright. So I actually now have to close that blind to sleep at night because otherwise it's ridiculously bright.
Yes. I know when I take the dogs out in the morning, it's...
You can see most of the backyard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a bad... I think he did it because he was talking... I've met the guy. His name's Keith also. Yes. He talks about how awesome it is to have that overlook, basically, of the river and all this other stuff. I mean, it's the East River, so it's not like a great river, but it's still a river. It's water, you know? And, yeah, so he put those out there. So you could see nature.
I think that was more for security.
Yeah, probably.
It's at night. Otherwise, you can't see outside the floodlight anyway, so...
Yeah, it's super bright. But it's going to be a pain. Yeah, we'll have to move the bed. We'll just put it back where it was.
Yes.
But that's definitely going to have to be one where we may have to try to make sure we do start early in the morning.
Again, yeah.
So we can get it done. All done. Or we're sleeping on the couch.
I don't want to sleep on the couch.
I sleep on a couch all the time. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't want to sleep
We'll set the bed up in the garage.
No.
No? Okay. We'll put it in here. We'll just lay it on the floor.
I don't think it would fit.
We'd have to move all the stuff.
Let's not do that.
Fine. Or we try to do the, you know, we work primary. Well, because we got to do long runs. And because of the way it works, if we want to match up to the house, it'll the flooring all run that way. So we could do the half and then stop
and
set
then
the bed up.
Shift stuff over and then,
and then go back that way.
We'll figure it out by then.
Yeah. It's the fun game of move everything to another room, work. Put everything back. Move everything from that room. Work.
The next room to put it in the other rooms to then move it back. Yeah. Yes. And then some of the things got regulated the basement. And then I had to try to rearrange those basement things. So we are ready for the New Year's party next week.
Yes. New Year's party. 5 o'clock. 5 p.m.
5 p.m. We're starting earlier.
Bring yourself. Bring your friends. I don't care. Gretchen will probably bring people. She always does. It's funny.
Somebody new comes either. She brought Ben, that guy.
Scott or something. No, yeah. Scott. At something.
Ben brought people before. Yeah. And
it was funny because I guess that guy was like, what, you just bring me to the, yeah, it's fine. Are you sure? You sure he's going to be okay with it? Mm-hmm. You're fine. And then he met us and he's like, this is awesome. He was cool.
We're going to do Hot Pot again.
Hot Pot.
And what cool place did we just go to get some ingredients?
Some random fish place that had like 1,000 different things of fish.
It did.
Seafood.
Blue Harbor.
Blue Harbor. Okay, I couldn't remember what it was called.
Did you like the drive back to the place?
Yeah, it's a little sketchy.
It's like the end of the road, kind of industrial, but it's kind of rough industrial. Yeah. And then you can't, the front, the quote unquote front door, isn't facing the road. It's around the back of this industrial building.
Yeah.
But they had their sale, so even the stuff they usually have available, even more discounted in quite a variety.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I was so excited.
$56 and got. It should have been like $1,000 worth of stuff.
It was several hundred dollars worth of things because I picked up the smoked salmon. We got 4 pounds of large shrimp.
Yeah.
For
like $6.
Yeah, raw shrimp because it was $6 per 2 pound bag.
It was insane. I was like, yeah. Are you kidding me? I kind of felt like how we robbed. Like, are we stealing this stuff? Like, is this black market seafood stuff right now? Are we buying things under the radar that we shouldn't be?
I got a pound of snow crab legs for like, what was it, like $6?
That's what it was, $6 a pound.
Two.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
I think the shrimp were like $4 a pound or something like that. It was like.
It is cheap. It was ridiculous. $9. $9 for 2 pounds, I believe.
For the 2 pounds, yeah. So yes. $4.50 or whatever. It's almost like, this is, I almost feel like. I was waiting for the cops to come kicking in the door with like SWAT team and be like, everybody on the ground. You know, like you're not supposed to be there buying this stuff because it's all black market. Like you're not allowed to be just by the feel of the thing.
They had a good system.
Oh my God. It was awesome. Lobster tails. Big giant lobster tails.
The biggest lobster tails we've ever seen. Holy but
Jesus. There was something I was thoroughly impressed with. That. I mean, yeah, it was very run down and kind of sketchy, but.
That's quality stuff. And the whole octopus in a bag.
Yeah. Like what the
stuff we just don't see around here because we're literally in the middle of the U.S. We are as far from the any ocean as you can just about get.
Right.
So we see fresh stuff. We see
but it's like 10 times the price because it takes forever to get here
for the ocean stuff.
Yeah,
for the ocean stuff. Like we see like they have perch and stuff. Yeah, we see perch, but hell, they had a deal for the perch.
Salmon, the salmon or something was it trout?
There was all of it. They had the big giant salmon fillets.
That's right. It's like huge. Stuff we can get.
Yeah, we can get that. We see it here. Still a better price than what you would get in the grocery store because you're buying direct. It's like they are the ones who sell to other places.
Yeah. But so. It's still, I mean, it was like $15 or something for that 1 pound lobster tail, which if you went to Red Lobster, you're probably talking $40.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
No, it was.
I mean, I wouldn't have any idea how to cook it, but it's insane. Probably get seafood poisoning. Is that a thing? No.
Just like a general just food poisoning, which is just salmonella, E. coli, all the fun stuff.
I probably not because a lot of this stuff is as cheap as it was packaged really nicely.
Oh, no, it was. Just if you don't know what you're doing, yes, you can mess things up.
Yeah, it was nuts. So we got all sorts of fun stuff for.
We got the sushi grade tuna.
Yes.
So we can some sushi coming up.
Yeah. That'll be fun. Yes. Get some sushi. We did sushi last night.
Came on a boat.
And it came on a boat. It was pretty awesome.
And we went to Umi because apparently that's also a new tradition.
Yes. The last 2 years we've been there. We went one the first year for sushi.
For Christmas Eve Eve.
Christmas Eve Eve sushi. And then last year we went for ramen.
Yes.
Which it was okay.
It could have been. It was okay. Is correct. They're way better at the sushi. Who knows? Mm. Maybe it was also having an off day. It just wasn't is as good as some of the other places that we've had sushi or not sushi had ramen at.
Right.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're also really nice. Yeah. It was good. It was so good. So yeah, our Christmas Eve Eve tradition is now going to Umi and then having a fire.
Yeah. And we did all of that.
And we watched a fantastic holiday movie.
Oh, my God. Violent Night.
That was hilarious.
Yes.
It is both, as I as I told you last night, wholesome and gruesome, equally parts. I don't know how they could accomplish that. Well, the makers of John Wick.
Yes, the producers of John Wick made this movie. It definitely showed the fact that there was probably just as much blood and killing in this as there was in John Wick. Maybe not to the same amount of not John Wick, because John Wick kills like 280 people.
But definitely in the creativity.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And still some of the lines, it was it was hilarious. It was entertaining. Yep. I no regrets. I would watch that again next year.
David Harbour, he's the sheriff in Stranger Things. Yes, he plays Santa Claus.
He does a fantastic job.
Wonderful movie. Yep. I would highly recommend that one. It's probably one of my new favorite Christmas movies, and I'm not a big Christmas fan. I really don't care.
You're not a big Christmas fan, but
I am excited for Christmas Story. I sure hope Tim has some sort of internet or satellite.
I'm sure he does.
We have unlimited data. I'll just stream it on my phone.
Ugh, that's fine. I'm bringing my headphones.
Yeah, I figured you would. Oh, my goodness.
I hate the movie.
It's a great movie.
I hate it.
And then
I hate it.
Latest Christmas Story, too, the sequel that they did. They got all the original characters except for the lady who played the mom.
Because she died.
No, she just didn't want to be involved.
Oh, that she didn't want to do it.
She didn't want to do it.
I thought she died.
But even Ralphie and then his younger brother, all the kids throughout, Scott Farkas, the bully, they even got him to come back. He reprises his role. It was awesome. It's good. I recommend that one, too.
Yeah, I get if you like that stuff.
I know you don't care. It's like I'm talking to the wall. Blah, blah, blah.
No, it's more than that because the wall wouldn't care. I strongly dislike the movie.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
The other holiday thing we did with the thing one, thing two that are currently passed out on our lap is we went to Scooters and got hot chocolates and pup cups. And then we drove through the holiday lights. I think this year they call it the holiday lights on the Fox. They used to call it like Santa's rockin' lights or something like that. You drive through the fairgrounds.
Like most of them are set up to play along with music.
Yep.
Which is kind of cool. So I get why they call it the rocking whatever. But
yeah. I don't know if it's just it was a different company or just a marketing, rebranding, whatever it is. But it was really cool. They had a freaking dinosaur. They had giant polar bears. All the light tunnels. Several light tunnels.
Pants absolutely loved it.
Yeah. I don't know if every year it's going to be warm enough to keep the window open. But when we're driving around, he goes to the window and comes back, chills. Driving through the light display, he had his head rested on that windowsill the entire time looking at all the lights. He was enthralled.
Yep. He loved it.
Loved it. So,
could have cared less. She was indifferent.
She was happy we went for a car ride.
Yeah, we were in a car ride. She was
catching the smells.
Yeah.
But otherwise, him? About the lights.
Oh.
Yes.
He was a huge fan. That'll probably be another Christmas tradition for us. Yeah. I just looking at the pictures didn't realize that in one of the tunnels, they have like 1,000 zip ties.
Yes. Yes.
Zip ties everywhere. That's hilarious.
I can't imagine how many zip ties they used to build those.
That's funny. Yeah. Then, that was fun.
And then because Fish was destroying her collar, I got new collars with bow ties.
Bow tie Fish, bow tie Trippers.
It's fantastic. It makes me happy. They
pretty much have become now, that's their name, bow tie Trippers.
Yep.
And bow tie Fish. It is. They got little bow ties. It's fun.
Little bow ties.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then we did a couple more trips to one after we got done with the flooring. In this room, I remember we were like, yep, we're going out to eat. Where are we going? I don't know. Indian. So we went to
Indian Bhavan.
Bhavan. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yes. They like us there. It was nice. We had a good conversation because we were like, oh, we need a container to bring the sauce home. Because he's like, oh, look, there's no meat. You're still going to take it? Well, yeah, that's the best part. We add chicken and other things to it. He's like, that's exactly what we do. That's what you do. He's like, I don't understand the people wasting this. It's literally the best part. Just like you said. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. You bring it home. Usually you'll split it up and add more chicken to both of them. And that's what I take. It's so good when I'm sitting at work. It's so good. I love it.
Like, why would we waste that sauce?
Yeah, exactly.
There was pride there. And then he gave us the, because we always keep getting, he gave us free stuff all the time. The rice pudding.
Yes.
Kind of thing that they had. That was really good.
Yep. Absolutely.
It was warm.
It's always fun because he comes over. He makes it a point to come over and talk with us or whatever else. So that's one of our favorites. I've recently learned one of my not so favorites. I was kind of disappointed. Is the Dave's Hot Chicken.
Yeah, we gave it a try.
Everybody was talking about it, and then we saw it, like, it's a newer place too, isn't it?
Yes, fairly recently opened here. My general opinion, it's a one trick pony. It's their sauce is a chili powder base. It's really all I taste. There's not really much more.
Yeah, you love chili powder. It's the place to go. Their chicken was good.
The cooked
well.
It was cooked well. It was crispy. They evenly sauced, but unless you want a variation on how spicy or not spicy you want your chili powder chicken,
yeah,
that's it. The fries were okay. They were still crispy, even though they were crinkle cut. I like
the fries. The fries were actually done really because they
put the same seasoning. Yeah.
You get it with cheese, and then it had what, coleslaw on the sandwich.
On the sandwich, yes. Yeah, yep, yeah. There's some coleslaw, which we've been doing more of when we make here. We've been putting coleslaw, and it's worked.
The HelloFresh
Also kind of fun is the shakes. You can add M&Ms or, I think, Oreos. Too. Got the M&Ms, which is kind of fun. It's like a slightly diluted Blizzard.
Yes.
Or McFlurry or whatever you want to equivalent to. The only problem is because the shake is a lot more liquidy than general soft serve, it all ends up on the bottom.
Yeah. You're just shoveling chunks of M&Ms with your spoon out into your mouth. It was a little weird.
It's okay.
It was a good thing to have because I decided, I'm like, score, they got Reaper. I'm done. I'm in. Let's just be great.
You had to sign a waiver.
I thought it was weird because at first when you paid, it's like, oh, we're done.
He didn't explain it at all.
And then all of a sudden he's like, he throws out this long receipt and throws a pen out there and he's like, you're going to sign for what? Oh, a waiver for the Reaper. All right, this is going to be good. Let's do this. It was hot. I will not lie. It had me going, gave me the hiccups, which is usually really hot stuff. It drives me nuts.
Because your diaphragm's like, what the frick is this?
What is happening to your body right now? Why are you doing this? I'm pretty sure it's trying to punch. It's probably like my insides trying to punch me in the face through my body. Yes. Yeah, because it's just so mad.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Disappointing.
In the flavor.
In the other aspect.
Yeah, I just, the flavor of the sauce. And then now I know, like, that's it. That's the only flavor. There is no other flavors. Yeah.
I've had a ton of hot stuff. Quaker Steak and Lube. Madison.
Yes.
We did that. It's quite a few years ago now.
Nuclear? No.
The Atomic Wings.
Atomic.
Yes.
That's close.
Also had to sign a waiver.
They had a good flavor, though. Yes. You wanted to eat more.
I ate three of them. I mean, that was, Pat had one. Sarah's brother Mark had one.
Did somebody take a bite of one?
And then Eric. Eric took a bite and that was it. And there were six of them. So there's three of them sitting there. So I ate them. I'm like, these are amazing. Paid for it later.
You had heart palpitations later, but. Yes.
They were stupid hot, but they were also delicious. The time over at Kimmer's too when I did that challenge.
Yes.
The guy was like, it's some sort of pepper from South America, blah, this other thing.
You can only do like, what, one glass of water? Which you didn't even touch.
15, was it? No, half hour? Like I had a time limit to
eat
it.
Yeah, I think you had an hour.
Something like that, yeah.
Which was fine. You did
12 wings, bone in. You got like one napkin and a glass of water.
Which you didn't touch the water because you know better.
Yes. And in the first 15 minutes, I had like 7 or 8 of them gone. Yeah, and the guy's like, oh, all right. Well, I'll go get the thing ready.
Yeah.
He knew I was going to. Right? They were stupid hot, but they were also good. They tasted good.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
So many things that I have had. The nuclear wings are, I think that's Buffalo Wing Wild Wings. Yes, Wing Zone. I've had theirs.
Yes, Wing Zone.
Stupid hot, still tasted good. Buffalo Wild Wings, their hottest ones. I forget what they're called.
Yes, I can picture them, but you've had those. They've gotten
had those, gave me hiccups as well, but they were also still tasty. Dave's Hot Chicken?
I don't like the flavor. I almost rather the chicken without the sauce on it.
Mm-hmm.
A rather plain chicken than to have had that. It just wasn't my jam. Some people may like that. Maybe that's not your flavor. Like I said, we didn't have a problem with the quality.
No.
Price. all right, not terrible, not cheap, but I just not our jam.
We did it. Probably never do it again. Honestly, I would rather not go there again. Just like blast back in for more chicken.
I would rather go back to Mad Chicken. At least there was a bunch of different flavors.
Yeah, yeah. One flavor chicken that made me shit real bad, and that whole experience was mediocre at best.
Yeah, see, we enjoy food. That is it. Seriously, it's a hobby. It brings us joy. We like trying new things and going places that taste good and supporting local businesses. It's not worth us going to again.
No,
there's so many other options.
It's that we'd rather. It had that chain feel, that restaurant chain feel as well, like big time chain restaurant feel. Which most places, like even Max, as much as we love that, has that feel to it. The Applebee's, you know, the Burger King's, like all the places. Just, I don't know. It's when everybody was, oh, so good, so great, got to try it. Man, all right, give it a shot.
We don't need to go there again.
Yeah. So I had a special request to talk about Dave's Hot Chicken by a listener, and there it is in a nutshell. Meh.
I would never dissuade someone from going. Like I said, it wasn't that the quality of the chicken was bad. The service was decent.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to try it? Go for it. You might like that. That might be a flavor you like.
Yeah. Yep. I think they need more variation in their menu too. It was pretty limited.
There isn't much, which I get. That's how they save money.
Keeps it simple.
Keep it simple. You don't have to stock a lot of things, but
yeah.
The sauce could use some more depth. It really just tasted like slightly more liquefied chili powder. Yeah. Like, that's it.
Yeah, it was all right. It was all right. You know, we should go on Friday now that I'm thinking about it.
We're making sushi on Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What are we doing Saturday? Oh, that's
the hockey game.
Hockey game. We should go to Fresh Kind.
Yeah.
I go to Fresh Kind.
I don't think they're open for supper on Saturdays.
Ah.
I know.
Stupid.
I mean, the tuna will keep, so it's in the freezer. We could do Fresh Kind on Friday. I just try not to go out two in a row, but.
No, I get that. Yeah, we could. No, we can save Fresh Kind for the week after.
Yeah, we got nothing.
Yeah, I like that idea. But I like Fresh Kind. It's weird that I say that.
This hockey game's not going to go with the same as the last hockey game, though.
What's the last hockey game?
When I left with like 50 pounds of meat.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
So we just
God.
We went to the game because win tickets through work.
Yeah, I think we're on this will be like game number 7 of tickets that we haven't paid for.
Yeah. So and every so often we will go and we'll actually have to buy tickets, but through work you get to put them in and there's enough people who also enter that will share their tickets because they don't want to go or things change. They know we're game for it.
Yep.
So we go to go. We don't look up like what special thing is going on.
No, I don't care.
So as we're going in, right after they scan our tickets, which are all on the phone now, they're handing a little raffle ticket, ticket. And I'm like, well, what's this for? And I heard other people asking the same question, and they're like, oh, it's for the meat raffle. Because that wasn't the same as the. Your craft brew fest, was it? Did we go in together for that? No, that was the one before.
No, that was the one before. Yeah, because I wasn't that drunk
this time.
Yeah. I was so trashed at that game. Yeah. You know.
So we're like, So we hung out in the, we're like, cool, meat raffle. We hung out in the box for a little bit, but they got extra people. Usually it's not so busy.
Yeah, it filled up. Yeah. It's usually pretty empty.
Yeah, but our friend Gretchen also works for the company that does the
listeners.
Yes. That does the like catering services all for the PMI. Events. Yeah. PMI. So she's like, well, I want to come hang out in another box. So they have one like it doesn't get used, it's not reserved. So a lot of times the employees and their family will hang out there. We ordered food. Oh my gosh, those pork nachos, pork verde nachos, were freaking delicious.
Rayleigh was working, so we had to put her to work.
We did.
We had to make her do her job, earn her money.
Yeah. No money.
But Gretchen still did most of it anyway.
She did.
Yes.
She's nice. And
but yeah, was it like two other employees and like one or two of their kids? Gretchen was there with Cole.
Well, a lot of times we don't get food because it's just you and me.
Yes.
And when you order, it's for like a lot of people. It's like for 10 to 20 people for those dishes. So it's just not worth it. But we had the opportunity and it was freaking delicious.
They were good.
They were really good.
It was. Yeah. Because they did the raffle.
In the third period.
Something like that.
Yeah. And so they're calling the numbers and I'm watching and I'm like, the first couple numbers? Yeah. Keep going. Yeah. Last number. Fudge! And we didn't even know why, because they listed like five numbers.
Five different drawings.
And we didn't understand what the difference was. Well, they didn't order from the least amount of meat to win to the grand prize.
I missed the second one by one number.
Because you got your ticket right by mine.
Yes, I could have. That would have been awesome to win that one and then pull the fourth one like you did.
So the fourth one was literally like the runner-up to the grand prize.
Which was what, a half a cow or something?
Half a cow.
Yeah.
A little girl.
Like a 12-year-old or something. Yes. Yeah. Mom and dad are going to be happy about that one.
They were. They're like, she won. She won a half a cow. They got her picture taken.
Yeah.
They at least just got a certificate because they had.
They didn't actually bring in half the cow?
No.
That's stupid. They should have. Oh, yeah. That would have been great watching a little 12-year-old.
Like, oh, people might not be prepared to bring all this home because Salmon's had a booth there. JBS had. And I think another place.
There was another,
Want the meat came from JBS. Well, like the first prize or whatever is like package of like hot dogs or whatever. Like some people's like, oh, they're carrying out their plastic. Oh, they won a tenderloin.
Yeah.
I think it's two racks of ribs.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure about the ribs.
15 pounds a piece.
And then there was two more that we think were briskets. It's our best guess.
Also something like 10 to 12 pounds a piece.
Yep. And then a giant ass tenderloin.
Which is about 10 pounds itself.
And then two thick ass steaks.
Which were like another 7 or 8 pounds.
Yeah. We made one of the steaks and we still had leftover steak to make steak tacos after we had our meal.
Yeah. It was huge.
And then they had nothing for us to bring it home in. They're just like, here, it's these pieces. So we're like, okay, well, at least now we know. They're like, okay, when game's done, you can come back down and grab it.
Grab it on the way out.
Yep. So at least with Gretchen working for PMI, like, here, they have the boxes because they were giving out the oven mitts.
Oh, yeah, the goalie. They're kind of cool.
Goalie
oven mitts. They were kind of neat.
So we grab a couple. Well, those boxes are weak. They would not have held all that. No. So we had to split it. So you and Gretchen each are carrying like 25 pounds of meat.
It was back to the 35
two blocks away from the rush to where we were parking.
Conveniently parked right behind Gretchen, not knowing it was weird.
We had no idea.
Because we thought, we'll have to walk for a while and drop off and then she'll have to walk. But nope, she's right in front of us. Perfect. It worked out great. And then we got home and decided we wanted to know how much.
We waited all. We took pictures. So here we are with
the bathroom scale sitting on the kitchen table, weighing each one individually. And it was 65 pounds of meat.
It was a lot of meat.
It's a lot of meat.
It was a lot of meat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's still a lot of meat because I went from having like half the freezer open to having no freezer space.
We were slowly working our way through all of the stuff that Jenny Tyler had given us, all the different meats.
And Tanya Tony,
like the pork stuff. And venison and some other stuff that Tyler Jenny
both
gave us. And then, Tanya and Tony, it was like some lamb and some sheep and rabbits
and duck
and blah. So we're like, all right, we're working our way through it. Never mind. Here's a whole bunch more meat to put in there.
And I didn't have time to plan or figure out if I could have had more time and thought and had the bags for the vacuum sealer, I could have probably should have like split them up some of the things, at least the tenderloin into a couple of chunks. So now there's one whole freaking tenderloin.
It's nuts. I got a picture where it looks like
steaks because that was easy.
Yeah.
But it's still each one took a freaking gallon bag because they were what, 4 inches thick?
Yes.
And I did the reverse sear again, second time ever, smarter this time.
Was wonderful.
Because the first time I did it all indoors. Mm-hmm. Where you did it slow in the oven and you finish it on the stovetop, which is not great when you have all your windows closed because it's like January and it's cold out and you smoke out the house.
Yeah, so when you rip the battery out of the smoke detector before you even start.
But then we had to like open the windows and get like fans going and stuff because it was mm-hmm. so smoky. This year we were smarter, plus it was warmer.
Mm-hmm.
And so did the oven part, and then you finished it off in the grill, because they literally, it's like a minute or so on each side just to get the crust on the outside.
Yeah, it was like super hot, really fast, flash cook it kind of thing. Yes. Ooh, boy.
It turned out perfect, though.
Boy, it was good.
Ooh. It was so delicious.
Yeah, that worked out. I could see doing that again.
100%. That's how we're going to do the other steak.
Yep.
I'm tempted to see if we can... I don't know if we can do that camping over the fire, though, to try to make the control the heat enough to do that.
Nah, that'd be
tough.
I don't think so. That'd be hard.
But I want to definitely do it where it's not too cold that we can't finish it off on the grill again, because mm-hmm. that was perfect.
The grill's right outside the basement door, so it's not going to take much for me to go out there. It was actually pretty cold when we did it.
It was colder, but...
Yeah. You know, why don't we do it now when it's 50 degrees outside? No, let's do it when it was like 34.
No, I'm making the duck today.
The duck. Oh, it's a duck.
It's a duck. That's the last of the Tiny and Tony ducks.
That's right. The Tiny and Tony duck. Yeah.
I needed to because we had to go buy seafood. So I was trying to go through. So I made a strawberry rhubarb crisp that I then brought the whole pan with me to work. So that my coworkers could help eat it because I needed to clear freezer space. I went through the, like, sorted both the freezers. Actually, I think I gave myself a little bit of frostbite on a couple fingers, especially the chest freezer. It is ridiculously cold. The
sense of touch.
Yeah, no, that hurt. It's like an actual burn. I understand what that is now.
There you go. Hope you learned the lesson. Don't do that again.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I use gloves next time. Yeah, but yeah. I needed to. I had unpacked. It's a 5 foot and it's a deep. 5 foot.
I really feel like we should probably get like a standing chest freezer.
We might have to. Well, we don't have Tanya and Tony in having their farm anymore, so we won't get as much meat from them. So I don't think we'll be quite in that same position again.
True. That's true.
So
I could see that.
So I think it's going to be more controllable now.
Okay. I just got to stop winning stuff.
I know.
That's ridiculous. I don't have any room for anything.
So we had a pretty good adventurous
mm-hmm.
November, December.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think we went to any new breakfast places. We hit Mud Creek in November. Mm. We drove up to the Living Room Cafe in Clintonville.
Yeah.
I don't think we went into new restaurants either. Like just hitting some of our classics, our El Serape, Indian Bhavan.
No. Started to kind of sort of become regular people at Studio 1212 for our after dinner drink.
I had a dream night before that I, probably because I had to fly solo Friday, that I had actually gone and had food at Studio 1212. I had a dream about that. It was one of my options. I ended up going to Aardvark.
Yeah.
Should not have eaten the whole charcuterie board myself, but they also had this wine there called, if you like sweet, Grand Traverse, as in Traverse, Michigan, late harvest Riesling, delicious. Also the wine, the Moscato something doTERRA at Umi Sushi was really good too.
Yes, it was. Yeah, Umi Sushi. Oh boy. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so that's our adventures.
That was our little break. Hopefully we'll be able to get back into this. Now that we have this room done, that was the biggest thing. We just didn't have the space at the moment to do it.
The desk was not even in the room.
No, not at all.
Because we couldn't. So yeah, no. We should get back in the habit. Probably our next one, we might talk about how New Year's went.
Christmas and New Year's, how they actually happened. I'm excited for New Year's. I wasn't sure this year because it just seemed like everybody was, busy or whatever. But we kind of threw it out. Oh, the Winter Wine Walk. We did that too.
That was good. It was beautiful. It was gorgeous outside.
Walk. Yeah, it was a good time. It was. We had a kind of decent group. Gretchen and Mike.
Yeah,
Ben, Andy, and Colton.
Yeah. Because sometimes you get too big of a group and it's a little harder to keep together, especially some of the places. Again, you have to start at 5 to be able to really get all the places. We were a little delayed waiting for everybody to get in and then get through to get checked in and get their stuff to start the walk. So I don't think we started till it was after 5:30.
I told them, guys, it's 5:30, we're leaving. But then they finally were, it was like 5:35 or something. We got on our way.
And there was then a couple. We finished at 5 minutes. Nine.
I think had we not had the issues with the bank, which was stupid.
Having people, if you want to fill it for the prize, it was literally like within the line. Yeah. Like that should have been a little bit separate. There was a couple of places that kind Bernstein's. Of bottlenecked.
Yeah. Because it was like we figured.
Bernstein's, that wasn't really, because people were standing behind the people checking out for chocolate, not realizing they weren't in line for the sampling.
It's still a pretty solid line. It's because everybody, depending on which way you went, that was like right in the middle where everybody suddenly just met up. Because once we got through that, starting, there was a whole lot of nobody.
Yep.
Ending, there was a whole lot of nobody. It was that right in the middle where everybody who started now is now meeting in the middle, and it was kind of a mess.
Yeah.
But that was a good time. But yeah, I mentioned, we talked about New Year's a little bit, and Gretchen was all excited. She doesn't have to work. So her and Mike are going to show up. I'm curious to see who she brings this year, because I told her, bring whoever. Andy, of course, Andy's excited. Yep. Haven't heard if Ben's coming yet. Ben and Megan, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Jenny seemed excited, so I'm pretty sure Jenny and Tyler are coming.
Jenny has put on Facebook event that yes, she is coming. Which automatically includes Tyler because he's hardly ever on Facebook. They'll bring Della with them, which will be kind of cool. But what I'm most excited about, and no, nothing against my other friends, I love you guys too, but
your bestie,
my boy. T-Unit, Mr. Tony, and his wonderful, amazing wife, Tanya, are going to be in town. They're going to come. It's going to be great. I'm excited. I don't expect most people to make it past midnight, but it's going to be great.
I mean, at worst, if everybody else is tired and go home, you and Tony can have a sleepover in the basement. Each on your own recliner, watching TV, watching stupid movies, being drunk and stupid and pass out down there.
That'd be awesome. I'm still thinking I might invite Brad. I don't know if he'll come. But I know somebody said something. Brad's got some shit going on.
There is a place we did go to that we should give a quick mention before we head out here. Olive's Pizza.
Oh, Olive's Pizza and sandwiches, right? Or subs?
Well, I think it's just Olive's Pizza, but they have sandwiches too.
I bet you. I'm going to look it up. I think there's like a full-on name.
I thought I had the menu up there, but I had the Olive's pizza that was called and
sandwiches.
The all right,
booyah! Wait, say it.
You're right.
Ha! Because you know I say it way more often than you do. I don't, but we are kind of surprised, or not mad, or annoyed, disappointed that we don't eat there more.
The thing is, we're not usually very excited about going out for pizza.
For pizza, because there's so many places you can get pizza.
There is, and it's just, we're not into, like, fancy pizzas. Like, I mean, we miss Polito's. We like the Ian's because it's by the slice. You don't need to get a whole thing. But, like, a lot of the, like, it's all kind of the same. We're happy with just a frozen pizza, and we're good.
Gallagher's, Glass Nickel, even Cranky Pat's. Like, they're good pizza, but they're very similar.
Yes. I think the reason we got excited about Heartland Pizza was more the people.
Yeah.
The service there was fantastic, casual. They had also a pretty decent beer selection for you.
The owner was, I swear, every time we went, the owner was there.
Yeah.
Like, every time he'd come out and actually talk with you. Yeah. Have conversations. He got screwed with COVID bad on that. I really do feel for the guy because he had a good thing going.
He did. Yeah. He did. And I had gotten, I think it's called the Ollie Pizza. It has globs because
it's an Ollie Pizza.
Yes. Because it has globs of cream cheese on the pizza under the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That just, I don't know. It's the most perfect pizza and the thin crust. It was so crisp and delicious, and you had the buffalo chicken
pizza, very good.
And then they had some decent beer.
Yeah, they had a couple of stouts I'd never had before.
Yeah, a couple of dark stouter powders that you were excited about. Service was great. The kid,
he was funny. Like, was it like a 1986 Honda something moped?
It's like a Spree or whatever. Tube like cycle. It's not the Spree,
or Yamaha. It was a Yamaha.
It was like their equivalent
of the Honda Spree from way back. And he was super excited that he finally was able to get it running.
Yeah, so he was talking to us what he was trying to figure out was wrong with it and what he did. And Yeah, it was. It's very much. You feel that small business.
I mean, even the fact that
welcome.
You grab your table. You can look at the menu. Then you're supposed to walk up and order.
Yes,
at like their register
to pay. Yeah, because you do it all right away.
But we were sitting, and then we were going to get beers.
Because we were getting drinks, so that we got to keep our tab open.
He came over to us.
Yeah,
or no, we went up. We still went up.
We still went up, and over, but he still came over.
And... Well, we got another round of drinks though, and then he came over and he had the little thing, and I was like, it's cool, and he was just a Gabby. I think he's probably senior in high school, maybe early college.
Yeah.
Just a Gabby little dude, but then every person that was in there was smiling, having a good friendly, old time. Welcoming.
Yeah. No, it was
like I would eat there more, but you know, it's like you said, the pizza thing. We don't always do a ton of pizza.
But they were good.
But it was good pizzas. One of the very few times that I've actually reheated pizza at work and it tastes just as good as the day they made it.
100%.
It was insane.
I even froze a couple of my pieces because I had a lot of food for work. And even my last one I had Monday. I had this Monday. I pulled it out of the freezer the morning of, put it in the, I just used a frying pan to heat it up the crust.
Mm-hmm.
Just as good.
Yep.
I.
We got a toaster oven at work. Really a crappy old beat up toaster oven, but it works so good. And it's just like, this is just as good as the day it was made. Yeah. I highly recommend it because they're kind of hidden in a little bit where they're located.
Next to Zesty's.
Yeah.
Off of Libel.
Libel. Yep.
And Alloway, so yes. Definitely worth it.
I highly recommend checking out Olive's Pizza and Sandwiches.
All right, well, you guys made it through a long recap because we had a long break. It shouldn't be so long the next time we're back. If you guys have any suggestions on places we should try, new places, thoughts on restaurants, things like that, please let us know. How can they connect with us?
They know how to connect with
us. It's your job. Them
every time.
And that's what you're supposed to do. I'm
going to tell them to get us up at heyyoubcast@gmail.com or hit up on our social medias on Facebook and on the Instagram, on Messenger, or you could hit us up directly, either Tanya or myself. We are also on the Instagram and on the Facebook. We also have emails, but we won't tell you those ones.
No. We get enough junk mail.
We don't like you people that much. I mean, most of you do have our telephone numbers. You can always text us and be like, bruh, hit this place up, dude. What's up? And then we'll do it. And it'll be great. And then we'll like tell you about it and stuff, you know, like rock and roll.
Oh my God. Save me. I'm so glad you're going to go in the basement to watch the football game.
Whatever. You're going to miss me. I'm only going to be down there for like 3 hours, but you're going to miss me. Oh, I'm going to have some nice beers while I'm watching this game.
Good for you.
I'm glad I don't have to work tonight. Same. Beer, because I didn't drink enough on Friday. Beer.
On that note, thank you for bearing with us, and thank you for listening.
Okay, I thought you were going to screw that up. Thank you for listening.
Screw it up.
Thank you for bearing with us. No. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. I'm so sorry.